More and more people are aware that the model of modern Western societies needs a basis of shared values. Not only the Pope asks whether democracy will work on the long run if it is disconnected from ethical standpoints and traditions. This is something Dr. Simonetto talked about yesterday. And a capitalist system does not only need rules, but also virtues to persist. The problem seems to be that modern society tends to consume and to weaken the ethical heritage, the ethical basis on which it is built up, and which is a precondition for its sustainability. This is the reason why Christianity, understood as a fundamental part of social stability, has become once more a matter of interest in the intellectual debates in Europe and especially in Germany. Surveys show that many people in our country, and that means not only Christians, acknowledge the churches as value-generating institutions who are useful and even necessary for the development of the society. And there are no other institutions in our society that could play that role. So I have to be a little bit brief, so I only say in one sentence, perhaps we could discuss that later on. I think that despite the fact that the churches could provide a basis of values for our societies, and this is something we have to do, that what you call in the U.S. discussion social conservatism, this will not be the model for the European and for the German societies. There is a discussion on values that differs from that in the United States, and we have to be aware of that. Perhaps we could discuss, if you are interested in that, it later on. Last chapter of my presentation, a new missionary model of the churches, ? It is a problem, but it is not a disaster if the churches are getting smaller in size. But it is more than a problem, it is a disaster if the churches accept this development without any interest to change it. For a long time, the churches in Germany has lost its missionary charisma. Perhaps one of the reasons was that the decline of religious feeling, the decline of the churches, was persistent, but it happened step by step. Probably the situation was not painful enough to react. It seems to me it's a more decisive observation that the churches are seen by many Christians and by the overall population as an institution, like the government, that exists without personal participation of its members. Probably this is the main difference to the situation in the United States, where the churches are much more aware that they are built up in the social life, not theologically, on the engagement of the Christians belonging to them. In Europe, we have the tradition of state religion and state churches. And it was one of the founding innovations of the United States that they wanted to overcome that system. So it's obviously about a state church. You do not have to care. A state church does not depend on participation and self-responsibility of its members. And this heritage lasts in the European situation. During the last years, the churches in Germany, the Protestant as well as the Catholics, acknowledged this new situation, and they try to go step by step toward a new social paradigm of the church. This new social paradigm of the church, can call it the missionary church, needs to be based on theological reflections. And as you heard yesterday, the main criticism on the strategy paper of the EKD, Kirche der Freiheit, Church of Freedom, is that the process of reform of the Protestant and the Lutheran churches is not based, or not based enough in that document, at least in that document, on theological reflection. I think this criticism is quite right, it's correct, although we have to say that perhaps this paper, Kirche der Freiheit, was not a theological one and should not have been. I don't know. But it's quite clear a missionary church needs a theological basic. Otherwise, the change in the social paradigm will not work. And it's not sensible at the end. And this theological basis of a missionary church means our identity as Christians, our identity as the churches is at stake if we are not missionary. We betray our mission as Christians and the churches, if we are not, if we are not missionary as the church. There are some aspects and challenges I would like to point out at the end of this presentation about this kind of missionary church and what it means for the future of the churches in Germany. First point, the churches in Germany are over-organized and over-institutionalized. We have too many structures that reflect the former situation of a Volkskirche. To gain strength, the churches must overcome a situation of being overloaded by structures that are not appropriate to their new situation. You see, it's like a woman that was very strong before, so she had that type of rope. And then she got old and thin, and now she has this big rope. And she's always occupied in dealing with this rope. She cannot do those things she has to do because of this situation. So we have to cut these ropes. We have to cut down, we have to reduce the structures of the German churches. They are no longer appropriate to a church that is smaller in size. And this process of reorganizing, of downsizing, if you like so, of church structures, already started in the Protestant churches and in the Catholic church. The EKD wants to reduce the number of the Landeskirchen. I don't know whether this is a good idea. I would not do so, but but it's part of their efforts to reduce structures. Catholics and Protestants reduce the number of parishes, or they try to find new ways of cooperating, cooperation between parishes, so that not everything must be done at every place. Second remark. We need a change of mentalities in the parishes and among church groups and organizations. Until now, our church parishes are focused on their members. They are focused on the insiders, on those who belong to them traditionally. Our parishes, our communities, our organizations are not really inviting. And please understand this as a strong criticism, because invitation is the key word of a missionary church. And moreover, we have to ask, how can our parishes, our communities, be part of the Church of Jesus Christ if they do not invite people? Third point, a change of mentality also means that parishes and other communities must be able to take care for themselves. What we need is a new sense of responsibility in our parishes, and this also includes the financial situation. There's a system in Germany that means we have so much money, 4 billion euros, the Catholics, 4 billion euros, the Protestants. People do not have to care about that. The dioceses and the Landeskirchen have the money, and they give it to the parishes, and there's no sense of responsibility for that. And it seems to me that the situation starts to become new. Fifth remark, I informed you about the social and education services of the churches. These services must be redesigned according to the needs of a missionary church. The situation now is that we have all these services in Germany, and they do good work. They help people, they counsel them, and so on. But they do not witness the gospel. So people going to these services as they go to other non-church rooted services to get things done. And what we need is that those working in church rooted social services, that they are witnesses of the gospel in the social reality of our country. Last point. We need new church services to reach people who do not belong any longer to the church. We need new church services to spread the gospel, to teach it to the people to find contact to people who are interested in that. Our traditional pastoral instruments, the parishes and the lay organizations, which especially in Catholicism were very important in the history since the 19th century, all these pastoral instruments do not fulfill this task. So the churches start new, to establish new church services, centers in the big cities where people can come and to talk with pastors, with church people, to discuss what they are interested in, to hear what is about the church teaching and about the gospel. And these innovations start to become reality, and they start to become successful. There is an increasing number of adult baptism in Germany, and there is an increasing number of people that had left the churches during the last two decades and now come back to the churches and want to be members of the churches again. So it is a mixed picture that I gave you, but my message is that there are opportunities and new opportunities for the church to teach and to spread the gospel. We as the churches in Germany should be encouraged enough not to miss these opportunities. Thank you for listening.
Hat man mich verstanden?
Ja, sehr gut.